Okay, Moran Rabotai Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to Monday. The plan is that we're having share today on the topic of Hachazara. One of the guys said, are we doing Chazara today? So no, Chazara is always very important. But today we're talking about Hachazara, which means like returning the food that was on the fire, B'Hachnasas HaShabbos, returning that food to the fire on Shabbos. As we know, the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Kira tells us that a Kira which is fired with wood, it's only permitted to do something if it is Garifukatum. The Gemara says that it's obvious that Garifukatum is necessary for Hachazara. Everybody holds that the fire has to be covered if you want to return the pot to the fire on Shabbos. The shayla that we spoke about yesterday, the machlokas between Hananya and the Chachamim, is to whether shehiya, once the food is machlo ben drusoy, does shehiya require garfukotum? So hachazara certainly requires garfukotum, and that's where hachazara first comes up in the perek. Now, there is a discussion about why would hachazara be usur. I'm not allowed to return food to the fire on Shabbos, but the question is, why not? The standard approach is that Hachazara is forbidden because it's Mechzikim of Hashem, which L'cha'ora means that if I return a food to a fire on Shabbos, it looks like I'm cooking. You're going to walk into my kitchen on Shabbos. You're going to see that I take food and I'm putting it down. You're going to say, whoa, what are you doing? You're being mavash on Shabbos. It's like a terrible thing. So the Pashto says the Hachazara is usur out mechzik mavash on Shabbos. This opinion is found explicitly in the Ran at the beginning of Parakira. And this seems to be, I would say, the mainstream shita among Rishonim. However, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam says that Hachazara is usur because of the gezeira shema yachata begecholim. Hachazara is usur because you might stoke the coals. Now, even though with respect to shehiyah, once the oven is garif v'katum, once the oven is covered, let's say, we spoke last time about how garif v'katum we fulfill with a blech, but even though with respect to shehiyah, once the oven is garfukotum, you solve all problems no matter what. But with respect to Hachazara, the Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm more nervous about Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. Since Hachazara means it was on the fire beforehand, then I pick it up and then it might get a little bit cooler. It will get a little bit cooler. So if I put it back down, there is a greater concern of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. And therefore, even though it's garif v'katum, we still need other rules and regulations to permit the hachazara. We'll speak about oldam the yodoy, dat l'hachzir, etc. Because the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that there is more of a concern of shema yachata by hachazara, because it cools down. Similarly, l'chora maichol ben trusoy does not help. Everyone holds Machol ben Drusoy does not help by Hachazara because the concern of Shema Yechata Begecholim is more intense. By Shehiyah, once it's Machol ben Drusoy, it's going to be okay. By Hachazara, Machol ben Drusoy will not help at all because the concern of Shema Yechata Begecholim is more intense. And that's the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hachazara is also based on Shema Yechata Begecholim. There seems to be a Mishnah. There seems to be, excuse me, a Rashi on the Mishnah who says the Hachazara is also usur because of Shema Yechata Begecholim. However, it's possible to read that Rashi is only speaking within the position of Beis Shammai, not within the position of Beis Hillel. In Rabbi Willig's Sefer, on page 19, in the Hebrew language Sefer, page 19, English language Sefer, it's around page 88-90. Rabbi Willig says that the Ba'al HaMa'or also holds that Hachazara is usur because of Shema Yechata Begecholim. What they are trying to do is they are trying to buttress this position of Shema Yechata Begecholim, to say that this position is more accepted. So much so that it goes like this. In the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura seems to say that the Iser Pachazara is because of Mechzik Mevasho, like the mainstream opinion in Poskim, or what I consider to be the mainstream opinion. The Mishnah Brura in Seif Katan Lamed Zayin, he writes, the Hachazara is Aser because it's Mechzik Mevasho. The Farish in the Mishnah Brura. In the Shar HaTzion, he quotes the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, that the reason why HaChazara is Aser is because of Shema Yechata B'Chazaraso. The Pashtus in the Mishnah Brura is that HaChazara is Aser because of Mechzik Mevashel, like the Ran, like what I would say the majority of Poskim say. Nonetheless, it's not abundantly pashut. And when we kind of get beneath the hood of the sugya, we'll see certain complications. Let's present nafkaminas. Is HaChazara Osir because of Shema Yechata Begecholim, or is HaChazara Osir because of Mechzik Mevashel? There's a discussion in the Taisus on the first daf in Parakira about whether HaChazara is only Osir on Shabbos, or whether there's a din of HaChazara being Osir even Me'erev Shabbos. If it's so late in the day on Erev Shabbos Kodesh that the food could not be heated up already, it could be that such food is Osir to return to the fire. Meaning I began cooking it, and there's not enough time for it to really get cooked. So HaChazar Me'erev Shabbos, Taisa says, is Osir. Now, L'cha'ora, the Ran disagrees with Taisa. This L'cha'ora makes sense when L'shitasam. Taisvis, who followed the position of the Rabbeinu Tam, that is a concern of Shema Yechata, so Tosus can say that HaChazar is also Me'erev Shabbos because of Shema Yechata. However, if you hold that HaChazar is a din of Mechzik Mevashel, so just like there's no malacha of Bishol that begins on Erev Shabbos, because all malachos are not Aser when you begin on Erev Shabbos, that's what we spoke about, the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Shvisas Kelim. We paskin that malachos are not Aser Me'erev Shabbos. So if HaChazara is a malacha derabbanan, L'cha'ora, it will be Osir on Shabbos. But on Erev Shabbos, since we hold like Beis Hillel, there should be no HaChazara that is Osir if it's a din of Mechzik Mevashel. So that L'cha'ora seems to be the Pashtus as a nafkamina in the Sugya. The Ramo writes that you should try to be machmir on HaChazara on Erev Shabbos. The Rambo writes that you should try to be machmir, but the minhag is lahakel. Yesh omrim, I'm reading the Rambo in Se'if Beis, koshu samach l'chashecha o samach l'baruchu shu kabal Shabbos didan, im hu samach kokach, shem netzdanin hakedera iyav shar lahartikha mi ba'od yom, dino kishabbos atzmo, meaning the HaChazara is usher on Erev Shabbos, v'yesh mekilin, v'haminhag lahakel. So the pashtus of our Ashkenazi minhag is that we're mako because we hold HaChazara is a din of mechzik mevashel, not a din of shema yechata begecholam. Another possible nafgamina would be found in a Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha writes in Se'if Hey, Dibra Hamascha Lahachem. You know, the Ramah tells me The Rambam tells me that you're not allowed to ask a goy to kol hadavarim she'asur lasos, asur lomer la'akom la'asos. L'chein asur lomer la'akom la'hochem kedera im nitztanein. You can't ask a goy to heat up a pot if the pot cooled off. Whatever is asur for you to do, you can't ask a goy to do. Now, the pashtus is that we're talking about a liquid food, and the iser of amira l'nachri is because the mainstream shita that we saw, or I shouldn't say mainstream, the most accepted shita for Ashkenazim at least, is that there's a din of bishul achar bishul by davar lach, certainly when it's nitztanein legamrei. And therefore, you should not ask a goy to warm up the food for you. That would imply that by a davar yavesh, it should be permitted, perhaps, to ask a goy to do hachazara for you.
Where is Rebbe looking?
Slowly.
Where is Rebbe looking?
I'm reading the Bir Halacha in Se'if Hey. Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hey. I have to clarify. Now we're doing Reish Nun Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hey. Bir Halacha Dibra Masko Lahachem. Therefore, the Bir Halacha quotes that the Prima Godim is Meiko, that you're allowed to ask a goy Lahachem, a solid food for Shabbos, because that would be a Shvus, Dishvus, Ritzerich HaShabbos. Hameko, Ayyadei Eino Yehudi, Ein Goarinbo. Don't scream at somebody who's Meko, Ayyadei Yegoi. He quotes that the Maharit sounds like it's Mutter even L'chatchila. That Amir al-Nohri, to do HaChazara, is Mutter even L'chatchila. The Mishnah Brura comments, the conclusion is that b'mokam hatzayrech, you could be make on this. Now, l'cha ora.
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
Couldn't you have said that that the Ramah is talking about Yavesh just as easily?
You could have said that, perhaps.
It can't be canon because then it's still connected to the fire.
Yeah, you could, again. It's not abundantly clear just from the Lashon HaRamo what he's talking about. The Pashtus, the way the Poskim present it, is that we're talking about a Davar Lach, but by a Davar Yavesh, there's more room to be Mekel. And that's the way the Bir Halacha is presenting this whole conversation. Right? The Bir Halacha, again, at the beginning, the first two lines, he says, maybe we're talking about a Davar Yavesh. Then he quotes the Prima Godim, who's make on it because of Shvus to Shvus by a Davar Yavesh, right? You're right. The first two lines in the Bir Halacha, he says, we're talking about a Davar Yavesh. But then the next 8-10 lines, he quotes the Prima Godim and the Maharit, right? And he writes that you could be so make on this, Litzarech Shabbos, that Amir al-Nachri, to do HaChazara on the Davar Yavesh, Litzarech HaShabbos is Mutter. The Chazon Ish writes in Simen Lamed Zayin Os Chof Aleph, the Chazon Ish writes that you cannot be Mekel on this at all. L'cha'ora Hezber HaDavar is that, like we noted, according to the Mishnah Brura, Hachazar is primarily usur because of Mechsi Kimavashil. If that's the case, it's a Malacha Dirabonon. Amira L'Nachri is Mutter on Malachos Dirabonon. That's called a Shvus to Shvus, which we permit B'Makai Mitzvah, B'Makam Se'udas Shabbos, etc. But the Chazon Ish is saying The hachazora is a shema yachata begecholam type of idea. It's more of a concern that you might stoke the coals. If the concern is that you might stoke the coals, so therefore, even if a goy does the hachazora, I have to be worried that some yid is going to see the act of hachazara that happened, say, oh my gosh, the food might be cooling down, and then stoke the coals. So that's why hachazara is going to be a problem, even if it's done ayidei the goy, because the Chazon Ish writes, the hachazara is a matzav of iser. The fact that the food is on the fire and it was done in a non-permitted way, the status of the food on the fire is achshash of shema yichate begecholem, and that's why it is aser. It's not an iser maisa, but it's an iser matzav. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Now, the Chazon Ish goes a step further. The Chazon Ish says that consequently, if the food was returned to the fire, ayudei goy, since every moment that the food is on the fire, you are violating an iser, you have to pick that food up off the fire to avoid the concern of shema yachata begecholam. Not only that, says the Chazon Ish, but even if somehow the pot is mukta, even if somehow the food is not fully cooked, and therefore touching such food, moving such food is going to be mukta, nonetheless, you are supposed to violate the iser of mukta to get the food off the fire, because it's better to violate a one-time avera, biyadayim, rather than violating the avera with the pot on the fire, leaving the pot there every moment. Every moment that the pot is on the fire, Zok the Chazon Ish, since it's an Isser Matzav, it's an Isser of Shema Yechate Begecholim. So every moment the pot's on the fire, you're doing an Avera. It's better to do one Avera, B'yadayim, than to do hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Averas, because every second that it's on the fire, there's an additional Avera. That's what the Chazon Ish says. That's already a big chiddush, no? I like to say over that Reb Moshe Feinstein has this discussion in the tshuva that's written to Reb David Rachman. Reb David Rachman was a Rosh Yeshiva here in Yeshiva University in 1920 and 1921. His son is more famous than he is. His son was Rabbi Manny Rachman, who was like the dean of modern Orthodox rabbis in the 1950s and 60s. So Reb David Rachman, later on, he was a Rosh Yeshiva here for 2 years, and then he went into business in Albany. He became a wealthy man. And that's the story with him. So he has a shaila to Reb Moshe as follows.
It's a proof that it's really Schar Batala. All the Rosh Yeshiva can move to Albany and become a big business.
Right, so that's how we're entitled to get paid, although the Shiloh always is what's considered Schar Batala. My ninth grade Rebbe, I spoke to him when I started doing Dine Taira. My ninth grade Rebbe is like a Dayan in the Bezen Farakway. So I asked him, like, he asked me, what do you get paid as Schar Batala? Like, what does the Bezen of America pay per hour? So we pay around 185 per hour for Dine Taira. So he says, that's because if you wouldn't be a rabbi, you would be maybe an accountant or something, 185 an hour. But he says, if I wouldn't be a rabbi, I would have been the shortstop for the Yankees. So I told them that if I'm going to do Dine Taira, I deserve, like, I don't know, $400,000 an hour. I guess he doesn't do that many Dine Taira. That's my guess. But okay, how exactly you shots up, you estimate what Schar Batala is an interesting question. Ma ani b'chinam, we're Mekayeh, ma ani b'chinam, Rav Shimon Rum, who used to be a Rosh Yeshiva here, used to speak about how harachamon, hu yifarneseinu, b'chovid, right? That the parnasa comes from covid. You don't necessarily rake it in if you become a Rebbe, but you get lots of kuvvet. Oh, today lots of people have kuvvet. Kuvvet is not necessarily a good thing. C-O-V-I-D. Okay, but the vart is, Rabosai, you totally got me off track, Nady. But the vart is that Reb Moshe Feinstein has this tshuva to Reb David Rachman about should you sell the chametz of a Jew who's an over avera. This Jew, let's say, owns a liquor store. And the Jew's going to be doing business in the chametz or yontif or Pesach. He'll be buying, selling, etc. So if you sell the chametz, what's going to happen is the Jew will end up violating averes whenever he sells a bottle of scotch. What he's really doing is he's stealing the bottle of scotch from the guy, and then he's selling it. So he's going to be violating avera, avera, avera. Whenever he sells a bottle of scotch, he's a ganif. So the shaila that Reb Moshe deals with is it kedai to sell the chametz? Because if you don't sell the chametz, he'll be violating averes of ayira, bayimotze, b'sheval taisa. Now that you sell the chametz, he'll be violating the isa bayira, bayimotze, and the Isser Geneva Gazela, but Kumase, right? The Rambam writes that if a person is Kona Chometz Pesach, he violates Bayro Bayimotz and gets Malkus, no? That becomes an Isser Kumase. So Moshe Feinstein has a tremendous Chiddush, which I think is the same as this Chazon Ish. But Moshe writes that in his opinion, it's better to violate fewer Isurim of a greater magnitude than more Isurim of a lesser magnitude. If you don't sell the chametz of this guy, he's going to violate Bayira or Bayimotze on, let's say, a million kazesim. Even though that's an Avera B'Shev Al Taisa, which by Pashtus, even though Reb Moshe questions this later on in that tshuva, Pashtus and Avera B'Shev Al Taisa is of a lesser magnitude, but it's more Averas of a lesser magnitude, and says Reb Moshe, it's better to violate fewer averos of a greater magnitude than less averos of a lower magnitude. That lechor is the cheshvan of the Chazon Ish over here also, no? The Chazon Ish is saying, I'd rather that you lift up the pot of muksa b'yadayim one time rather than to violate the lower level iser b'shev al tasav shami yachata b'gecholem every moment, every moment, every moment. Yes, sir, Ellie. Right. Again, he'll violate an affair every time he sells it, but if I have inventory of a million bottles of scotch, how much scotch are you going to sell over Yontif? So you'll sell 100 bottles? So I violate by Rabbi Motzi and 100 bottles biyadayim. If you wouldn't sell the chametz, then you'd violate by Rabbi Motzi on a million bottles. Right? B'shev al taisa. Zotter Moshe, right? In that tshuva, it's a chiddush. If you want to look for some nice marmakomis on this shaila, it's a good share to give. I have a lot of other applications. Look in the Sefer Chavatzelas HaSharon Parshas Lechucha, where he has an arichus devarim about whether it's better to violate fewer isurim actively or more isurim in a passive way. It's a similar discussion to what the Rishonim have. If you have a cholish yesh bo sakana on Shabbos, is it better to shecht an animal for the guy? No? Or is it better for the guy to eat non-geshechten meat? If you eat non-geshechten meat, it's going to be millions of isurim every kazayas. If you shecht, it's a more severe iser, right? It's an iser biyadayim, but it's one time. That case is a little different because in that case, l'chor, there's no iser at all. No, because it's heter gomer to shecht. And it's heter gomer for the chol sheyesh bo sakana to eat. So it's not really analogous to our case, but nonetheless, conceptually, I think there is some application of the principles. Okay, so let's chazer iber. Let's review. Is the iser chazara shami yachate b'gechol, and that's what the Chazon Ish assumes. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam assumes in the Sefer HaYashar. The Mishneh Brura seems to be saying in the mainstream Mishneh Brura that the Isser of HaChazorah is a din of mechze kimavashel. Therefore, hachazara ayyadei akum is going to be permitted, and that would stem with the minhag that we do hachazara on Erev Shabbos. Right? That's l'cha'ora the way we would connect this. Other nafgaminas in this question would be, can you solve the issur of hachazara by taping the knobs very well? Right, we spoke last time about the possibility that toach betit helps for shehiya. That if you tape the knobs in a way that you can't possibly turn them, so it could be that helps by shehiya. If the issur of hachazara is al tmechzi kamibasho, for sure it will not help. But if the issur of hachazara is because of shami yachata begacholim, so then it could be that toach betit will help. Look in the sefer of Rav Rimon, page 334, where he has a discussion about that.
That another kula from the Chazon Ish?
So, no. Because the Chazon Ish Lamaisa is not saying that it's only because of Shema Yechata Begecholim. Right? He's saying it's also because of Shema Yechata Begecholim. You're not going to get a kula on the Chazon Ish on this one. It happens that Rabbi Willig, in his English language sefer, page 96, has a very creative approach over here, where there are two isurim. There's called hachazara, which is the food that was on the fire when Shabbos began, to return to the fire on Shabbos. And then there's in the sina betchila, taking food out of the refrigerator and putting it on the fire on Shabbos. Rabbi Willig maintained the hachazara is usher because of Shema Yechata. Nesina mitchila is usher because of mechzi kemevashel. Again, there would be thousands of nafkaminas, etc., like we're discussing. Rav Shechter, however, in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, page 56, footnote 9, Rav Shechter feels that the ikar psak of the Mishnah Brura is that hachazara is aser out shema yechate begecholim. And he has a raya to this idea from the Mishnah Brura and Reish Nun Gimel Sif Katin Tesvav. There's a discussion in the Magen Avram about whether hachazara besmicha is mutter. Smicha means that I'm not putting it directly on the fire. Smicha means that I'm putting it next to the fire. Is hachazara permitted b'smicha? The Ohr Sameach already noted that if the din of hachazara is out mechzi kemevashel, so then it could be that there's mechzi kemevashel, even though it's next to the fire. It's not directly on the fire, but you can cook. The oven is mamish, super hot. You could cook there also. But if the din of hachazara is out shema yechate begecholim, so then hachazara bismicha is going to be okay. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tesvav, says Rav Shechter, is inclined that the iser of hachazara bismicha is a problem. Yesh aimrim de lo shavin al hocha kim hasmicha be erev Shabbos la shosa mishetech shach, aval la hachzir be Shabbos oser afilu bismicha. Virak lisvera shaniya, etc. Right? But he quotes that many acharenim disagree, and they say the hachazara bismicha is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions. Ba hachazara bismicha. Lucha ora, these two opinions are totally in our discussion. Rav Shechter feels that we should be choshesh for the opinion that it's usher out shema yechate begecholim. And if it's usher out shema yechate begecholim, so then what? Then there's no concern of hachazora v'smicha. There's only a concern of mechzi kimavashel. And that's why Rav Shechter does not allow, the OU does not permit the goy to put the food into the oven on Shabbos. Now, again, putting the food into the oven could be is a din of nesina betchila, which is somewhat somehow different than hachazara. But lemaisa, other kashrus agencies permit the starkei permits having a goy put dry food into the warmer on Shabbos. The OU is makel on this point. Let's take the next stage.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What about every other reference the Mishnah Berurah has to Mechzikim of Asha? The Hainu?
Yeah.
You should come out that Rav Schachter has the Mishnah Berurah is like the Chazon Ish.
To my mind, I think we pointed this out in the Shir Yomi. To my mind, Rav Schachter is taking one line in the Mishnah Berurah, and based on that, he's flipping everything else. I'm inclined the other way. I'm inclined that the Mishnah Berurah really holds that the concern is because of Mechzikim of Asha.
Maybe you can make a problem and say the Mishnah Berurah is like the Chazon Ish and he holds at everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Rav Schachter is saying. And again, look in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, page 56, footnote 9. Rav Schachter sometimes does this. He sometimes reinterprets all the shitos to fit in with his miskeret. Oh.
I thought in the Shir Yomi we said that Rav Schachter held that it was all about Mechzikim of Ashel, about Shem Yechat, and nothing to do with Mechzikim of Ashel.
I just looked at it very briefly again now. I don't think so, but we'll have to take a look. I looked at it very quickly a few minutes ago. We try. Okay, let's go on. There are kulas of hachazara. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a discussion about what tana'im are permitted, what tana'im are necessary to permit hachazara. Some say that you need oidan biyadai, that you have to be holding the pot. Some say hachazara is permitted only when it's daitol hachazir. There's a suffix in the Gemara about tal'an b'makal. If you hang it up on a stick that comes out of the wall, a suffix in the Gemara about hinicha agabe safsol, if you put it on a bench, hinicha agabe karka is one thing. Hinicha agabe safsol is a suffix in the Gemara. And it's not 1,000,000% clear after all these fakos how I pask in the halacha. The Mechaber in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes that if you have a kira that's grufa ketuma, you take the pot off it. Mutar lahachazira kol man shehiro sachas. I'll talk about that in a minute. V'lo hinicha agabe karka. The only condition the Mechaber has is that hinicha agabe karka is forbidden. The Ramah, however, writes that you need odon biyodo and datol hachzir. The Ramah writes that you need the conditions that you still have to be holding it, and it is datol hachzir. Lucha oira, that would mean that in all the spekos, for the mechaber, you could be mekel. The only thing that's usher is hinichol gabikarka. But the Ramah b'pashtus says you need odon biyodo, datol hachazir. The only thing that is permitted is when you're holding it and you have das to put it back. The Mishnah Berurah creates problems because the Mishnah Berurah writes that, and this is like paradigmatic Mishnah Berurah almost, he says you have to go back into the Mishonim. And Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTeruma says that even if hinicho agabe karka, if it's daitol hachazir helps. And he says that odon biyodo and not daitol hachazir also helps. Which means that the Mishnah Berurah is really adding huge kulas to the Ramah. B'pashto says the Ramah only permits odon biyodo and daitol hachazir. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's agave karka, it's going to be mutter if it's daitol hachzir. If it is olden biyodai v'nat daitol hachzir, the Mishnah Berurah says that for sure is mutter. I remember speaking to Rav Shechter about this one day, walking back from the Beis Medrash a couple of months ago, and he said something to the effect of, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah made everything so complicated, all of these rules. Just say that, according to the Ramah, you need all the miyodai da to lahatzir adkan. That's the way he said it. Okay, Zolzayin. Of course, this is going to be relevant for many, many cases. Right? If you take a pot, this used to happen like every year in Marosh HaKolol, somebody takes the pot off, right, and puts it down. Shaila is, you know, because there's a minig of yeshiva buck on the Friday night shalant. Right? Can you put the pot back? You didn't have in mind. So in Marosh HaKolol, usually you have the chom pot is massive. Usually you have one guy holding it, right? One guy keeps his hand on the pot the whole time, so it's older miyodo, it's not to lahachzir. That's the way to do it. Even though they put it like on a little bench, like the Suffolk and the Gemara Pinicha Gabi Safso, but still they try to be machmir. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Lecha Ora, you could be more meko al koponim b'di eved. It's a super duper hot pot, a super duper heavy pot. Not so pashut. Okay. The Magen Avraham adds a chumra over here. Magen Avraham understands the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says you're only allowed to do hachazara kozman shehiro sachas. That means that it's mamish boiling. The pashtus in the Mechaber is that the din of rosachas is necessary only on a liquid. Because if it's a liquid and you're a Sephardi and you hold that there is bishol achar bishol by a dover lach, so you can't put it back on the fire if it dipped beneath resicha. The pashtus in the Mechaber is that rosachas is only necessary by liquids. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham writes somewhere, Magen Avraham writes that it is permitted that the condition of rosachas is necessary even if it is a solid food. And the rationale for this is because the lumdus of hachazara is I'm continuing the action that I began the Erev Shabbos. If I'm continuing the action that I began the Erev Shabbos, I'm only then is it permitted. If the food cooled down, so it does not appear like I'm continuing the maisa that I did the Erev Shabbos, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So the Magen Avraham requires rosachas. The Magen Avraham requires rosachas even on a solid. If you hold that rosachas is only required by a liquid, so then for Ashkenazim, who in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Tes Vav, are makel that even a liquid Kozman Shalon it's tanim legamre will say ain bishal achar bishal. So then you don't really need rosachas, you just need shalon it's tanim legamre. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katin Nundalid, he points all of this out. He writes that the pashtus in this halacha is that this is not doma to all the other dinim. All the other dinim are tanaim and hachazara. But this din is because of a din of bishul. And therefore, according to the Ramah, it should be permitted, etc. However, the Magen Avraham tainas that it is going to be a problem, kozman, the Magen Avraham paskins that rosachas is necessary even on a solid. Even though the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatin Nundalid paskins against the Magen Avraham, but it's in Sifkatin Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Sifkatin Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, I am Magen Avraham, da filo b'dover yaveh she'en bo marek t'lo shayach bishol, Gam kenet aser, kevan shekvar nitztanim, but la hashihiyah harishona, bevi kenosin atam echadosh. So the Magen, so the Mishnah Brura, even though in Sifkotin Nun Daled, he does not quote the Magen Avram, but in Sifkotin Samaches, he does quote the Magen Avram, and that is a teeny bit of a problem. And Emir Hashem, tomorrow I want to talk about Nesina Mitrila, a few more dinim of Hachazara. For today, I think we just set the table in terms of whether Hachazara is us or Shema Yechata or Alt Mechzi Kemevashya, and we gave a few nafkaminas based on that. Okay, gentlemen, so tomorrow I want to finish the dinim of Hachazara and then try to talk about Hatmana as well. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful, marvelous, and blessed day.